it always struck me as really bizarre that there are trainers and coaches everywhere doing the work we do. And if we ask them, what is fitness? I mean, first of all, you say, what do you do? I'm a strength and conditioning guy. What's a strength and conditioning coach? What does that do? Well, you make people fit. Okay, good. What's fitness? Well, I don't know. You know, you couldn't get an answer. Ask trainers, ask coaches, ask yourself, what is fitness? It's kind of a tough one to answer. What we thought was really bizarre, if not unprofessional or irresponsible, to be trying to chase down some holy grail of fitness without at least having some sense of what it was you were after. How can you pursue something that you're not able to define? It's a little bit hairy. And so what we've done is over the years, we've developed some models, we call them, that describe for us what it is that we're after. And that has been an exciting part of our success, I believe. And a large part of our efficacy lies in the fact that we have clearly defined what it is that we call fitness, what it is that we don't consider fit. Because it's made it so that we can have a singular focus in moving towards some goal. And I want to share with you now what those models are. The first of these, and this is, we're at 8A on your sheet here, is a capacity in random tasks. And we have at times referred to this both as an operative or a statistical definition of fitness. But check this out. What I want to be able to do is, and we just highlighted, talked about this yesterday informally, what I'd like to be able to do is throw into a bucket all kinds of training modalities. So let's just play the game. Pick something, a training modality. I'll start. Max rep pull-ups. Okay, you pick something.
Finger.
Okay. Give me specifics. Heavy, light,
time. Middle weight.
Middle weight for time. Good. Pick something.
Jump squats.
Good. Pick something.
Heavy dead weight.
Good. Another one. Run a mile.
Pick box jumps.
Box jumps. Pick one.
10K run.
Pick another one.
Single rep deadlift.
Good. Let's fill our thing up. I'll pick another one. vertical leap.
Squat bars.
Pick something.
Muscle ups.
Pick something.
Bench press heavy.
Okay, pick something. Swim with tap. Swim from Alcatraz to the main line. We'll pick it up. Okay.
Rope climb. Oh, stolen. Barless. No, inverted push-ups.
Okay, good. Now here's all the things, but I don't care what things you put in. It could be rollerblade in a effeminate manner backwards at the park with shorts too short. I don't care. You throw it in a hopper, I'm good for it. If it's physical, put it in there, we'll include it. I don't even need to see you put the things in, we're going to load it up. And now what I'm going to do is I'm going to reach in here and I'm going to pull something out. Whoosh. Ah, dead. You've got roller skate effeminately in tight shorts at the beach. Oh, well. So you and Dave are going to do that. And it's, oh shit, this is even worse. You've got to do thrusters against the kid, you know? And then we reach in and it's swim from Alcatraz to the mainland. And we pick these things and we challenge people to do them. And my claim is, my assertion is that whomever does best statistically at these randomly selected physical tasks is fittest. And that, in fact, is the fitness that we're training for. I am very impressed by good results on standardized tests. I'm even more impressed if you haven't studied specifically for that test. I mean, you're really excited if you've never done any of those activities before and you do really well at it. And I'm supremely impressed if I can pick tasks for which you have no training, no experience, and you can do better even than people that have worked at those tasks. That's rare, but it happens. But in the nature of military work, fire work, and police work, we often don't know all of the circumstances. Do you need to be fast? Sure. Do you need to be strong? You bet. Do you need to have a good wind? Yeah. And what quality don't you need? And in what order do you need these things? We cannot state for sure. Now, if you take it in your mind that I only do my cardio after my resistance training, what I'm going to tell you is that you better hope that you need to wrestle with someone and they get away, and then you run them towards the arms of someone else who's ready to do it. Because an inversion of that process you will not be fit for. Again, to the extent that you define your program, the chinks in your armor will lie outside of your experience. And what I'm talking about here is being good at everything. Not just everything, but what? More specific to your work, at anything. And that is our statistical and first model. And in fact, if you look in your CrossFit journal on the October, flip to that for me, October of 02, on page 2, it's a CrossFit's second fitness standard. Now, at the time of writing this in October, I had 3 fitness standards or models. We have a 4th. It's not really new. It's new that we included the fitness model. Actually, on the following page, on page 3, is the sickness, wellness, and fitness continuum. We have actually elevated that to the level of one of our fitness models. I'll come back to that. But there's some, just it's very short, but this is pivotal here. The implication here is that fitness requires an ability to perform well at all tasks, even unfamiliar tasks. Tasks combined with infinitely varying combinations. In practice, this encourages the athlete to disinvest in any set notions of sets, rest periods, reps, exercises, ordered exercises, routines, periodization, etc. Nature frequently provides largely unforeseeable challenges. Train for that by striving to keep the training stimulus broad and constantly varied. I hope that makes sense, because it really ought to just sit well with just about anyone's intuition. We are not looking for specialists. It shouldn't be that I've got to partner you guys up. He's fast and he's strong and he's going to chase the bad guy to him. I don't picture it working that way. If it does, let me know. That would be a hell of a system. So the first model for us is this capacity in random tasks.